Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Arla, and we are up to Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. So it says Mishnah Beis, Eis Shaba'u Avosin La'aretz. At the very time that our forefathers came to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so what were the status of the trees with regard to Arla? So Mitzatun Natua, if they found a tree that was already planted, so it was a very young tree, it was a young sapling clearly, it was not yet 3 years old, but it was already planted before they got there, so then Pater, then the halach is that is Pater from Arla. So however, Nato Afal Pishalo Kavshu, if they planted a tree when they got there, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, even though it was before they were Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, then Chayiv, then it's going to be Chayiv in Arla, even though it was before Kibush V'chiluk. And that's what the Bartanur says, that because the Pasuk says Kol Eitz, and that implies Bein Nato Yisrael, Bein Nato of the Chavim, whether it's Nato Yisrael or Natea of the Chavim, it's going to be Chayiv in Arla. That's how the Bartanur explains that's true, even if a Novid Chavim planted it after we came into Eretz Yisrael, that it's not about who planted it, it's about when it was planted. If it was planted before we got to Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to be Pater from Arla, but if it was planted after we got to Eretz Yisrael, even before the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, even if a Nachri is the one that planted it, it's going to be Chayiv in Arla. Hanotea l'rabim Chayiv. If someone plants a tree for other people, for the public to be able to enjoy the fruit of that tree, it's going to be chayiv in Arla, because what does the Bartanur say that if you notei al rabim chayiv tichsiv, because the pasuk says yelachem arelim lahavi hanatu al rabim, that it says lachem in the plural, so that implies that even if it's for the rabim, it's going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's planted for the rabim, it's pater from Arla. And the reason he holds that it's part from Arla is not because he ignores the fact that it's said in Lashon Rabbim, Adarabba, it's because the Torah uses the Lashon Rabbim twice. It says Unetatem, which implies Rabbim, and then Lachem implies Rabbim, so Ein Riboy Acha Riboy, Ela Lema'et. Rabbi Yehuda holds that whenever you have a double Riboy, that's always coming to be Mema'et, so that's coming to tell me that if it's planted for the Rabbim, it's part from Arla. And the Rabbanan say, no, Unetatem does not imply something that's planted for the rabbim. That means each one, if each one of you, if each individual plants, meaning each individual spoken to in the plural, because we're speaking, the Torah is speaking to many individuals, right? That's how you have many times throughout the Torah, that whenever the Torah speaks b'lashon rabbim, it's addressing each and every individual. When the Torah speaks b'lashon yachid, typically it's addressing klal Yisrael as a single unit. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes. That's why you have two mitzvahs of a Sfiras HaOmer, perhaps, or a Sfiras Yovel is in singular, because it is Klal Yisrael as a unit, but the Gemara Darshins by Sfiras HaOmer that Sfartem Lachem, they need a Sfira L'Kalechad V'Echad, Menachas Tav Samach Vav. So you see that when it's in plural, it's saying that you require for Kal Echad V'Echad, that it's not Klal Yisrael as a unit, it's each and every individual. So the Mishnah tells us other cases where Arla is going to apply. Hanoteya Berushus Rab, we plant a tree in a Rishos HaRabim, in a very public place. Ha'ovid Chavim Shnata, or if a non-Jew plants a tree, whether he planted it on a Jew's property, or even if he planted a tree on his own property. Va'gazlan Shnata, or if someone stole land and planted a tree on stolen land, even though the Mishnah told us the tree planted in a public area is Chayiv in Arla, but it tells me that even planted on stolen property is Chayiv in Arla, because you would think that it's only a tree planted in Rishos HaRabim, because everyone has some ownership of the Rishos Rabim. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that even if it's on stolen land, where the guy clearly has no ownership, it's going to be Chayiv in Arla. V'anoteh b'svina, a person plants a tree on a boat, the Bartanur points out, afal pi she'eino nekuva, even though the boat doesn't have a hole in it. Em hishal cheres, l'fi she'ein kli cheres, omeid b'fnei hashrashim, a kli cheres is not going to stop roots from coming through. Ve'en mefapin derech hacheres, yonkim en hakarka. So if you plant a tree in a kli cheres, it could still still be yonik from the karka. But if you plant a tree in a wooden boat, then it's going to be, it says about tenura boi nikiva. Then you would need to make a hole in the boat in order for it to be considered to be yonik from the karka. But in all these cases, v'ha'olam e'elav, and if a tree just sprouted on its own in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the halach is that it's in all these cases, chayiv ba'orla, that it's going to be chayiv in orla. Mishnah Gimel, Ilan Shenakar. So Mishnah talks about a tree that you uproot and then you replant it somewhere else. So do we start? Does that restart the clock on orla or not? So Ilan Shenakar Vaseli Imo. If you uproot a tree and the rock is uprooted with it, the rock that's like that it's, you know, that the roots go down into is uprooted together with it. Shetafunar Vaseli Imo, or a river sweeps away a tree and the sela, the rocky ground underneath it, goes with it. Im yachali lichios pater, if the tree could survive just from the nourishment that it gets from the soil that was uprooted with it, the rock that was uprooted with it, so you don't restart the orla clock, it's going to be pater. V'im lav chayiv, but if it would not be able to survive on that soil alone, then it's going to be chayiv in orla. So the Mishnah talks about what if the tree was more than 3 years old and became uprooted without moving to a different spot. Nekar ha'sela mitzido. Let's say some of the soil, some of the rock, became separated from the side of the tree. Oshi zizato hamacharesha. Zizato hamacharesha. The plow shook the tree, and therefore some of the soil and the rock separated from the tree. Oshi zizo vaso ka'ofar. Or you shook it until the rock became like very loose ground and loose earth, and then you repack the soil around the roots and you let it to allow it to grow again. So im yachal lichios pater, if it could have survived even without the putting it back together, even without replacing all of the and repacking all of the dirt around it, then it's going to be pater from arla. V'im lav chayiv, but if it was not going to be able to survive, then it would be chayiv in arla. So let's review quickly what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we learned that when we came to Eretz Yisrael, whatever trees were planted there are pater from arla, but anything that we planted even before the kibush ha'aretz is chayiv in arla. And we then said that there's a machlokas tanoim. If a person plants a tree for the rabbim to get the fruits from it, Tanakama says chayiv in arla, Rabbi says pater from arla. And then we gave a whole bunch of cases that are chayiv in arla. If you plant in Rosh Hashanah rabbim, if another chavim plants, if a gazlan plants, if some plants on a boat, on at least a cheres boat, or if a tree grows on its own, in all those cases, you're chayiv in arla. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a tree is uprooted, whether you pull it out of the ground or it was a river that pulled it out of the ground, but it's uprooted with the rocky soil underneath it, so if it's enough soil that it could live, then it's pater from arla when it gets replanted. Otherwise, it's going to be, the clock is going to start again, it's going to be chayiv in arla. If the rock somehow, the tree stayed in its place, but the rocky soil that it was connected to was somehow removed from it, it was shaken from it by the plow or some other way, so again, if it was enough that it would be able to live without it, so then it's going to be pater from arla. But if it would not have been able to live without it, and then you repack it around it, and now it's going to be able to have a new life, then it's going to be chayiv in arla. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.